Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Reverend Jen at Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen, and I'm excited to be on the air again tonight and to get a chance to speak with so many of you. I've been really excited by the response that I've gotten from some of our other shows, and tonight I'm just hopeful that we can have a great show and that you will participate as much and as fully as possible. I'm just really, really excited about tonight's topic, about really thinking through what does it mean to be, to experience the divine in nature. I thought that this was a pretty timely topic for so many of us because we spend a lot of time outdoors, at least those of us in the Northern Hemisphere who are experiencing summer right now. This is the time of year when folks travel and get out in the outdoors and go hiking and go to the beach and just really experience nature. And I know for me, very often, I've always experienced, God and the divine and the spirit when I'm in nature. So I'm so excited about tonight and our topic. And I really hope that you will join in the conversation. So to participate, if you want to call in, the call-in number is 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. Also, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Coach Rev Jen with one N. And I hope, too, that you will like us on Facebook. And my business is Seed Spiritual Coaching, which is spiritual energy engagement and direction. And you can always email me at jennifer@seedspiritualcoaching.com because I love to be in conversation with you. I'm very excited about this work and this this ministry. If you are interested in being put in the queue, you can, I believe it's push number one on your keypad, and that will let me know that you're interested in joining the conversation. And also, if you are just wondering what this is, this work that I do with Seed, it's spiritual energy engagement and direction. This is my ministry. I'm an ordained Christian minister. And through this work, I provide life coaching and spiritual direction for those individuals who are seeking to connect more deeply with their life's purpose and with understanding of God and of spirit. So I work with those who are both explicitly religious and those who might want to be more so, as well as those who are just seeking more of a spiritual dimension to their lives. One of the things that I hold true is that I believe that what's deepest within us is also what's most universal, so that by going deeper and really tapping into our spirituality, we can create this purposeful change in our lives that we seek. So tonight I want to talk about nature and the ways that we connect to the divine through our experience of the beauty of our surroundings. I think it can open us up in a way to allow positive change to happen. And I think that for so many of us, that's really what we're wanting to experience in our life, is that kind of positive change or that kind of experience of the divine. This is a little short piece that I wanted to start our conversation with and read this evening. It's called Being Led, and it comes from a book called Dare to Journey with Henry Nouwen. Henry Nouwen was a wonderful Catholic priest. He was the Catholic chaplain at Yale University for a number of years. He was just a real spiritual guru and leader for many Christians in their experience of spirituality and their connection with God. So this piece is written not by Nouwen, but by Charles Ringma in a book where he writes about many of Nouwen's writings. And this reflection is called Being Led, Walking in God's Will. life is not simply a matter of self-determination. We soon discover that what we think is best or important constitutes a very limited perspective. Therefore, we need to seek advice and to be open to the input of others. Our ideas need to be formed within the context of consultation. The growth of spirituality is also not simply a matter of self-effort. It is a matter of communion. It is drawing on the wisdom of others who have walked the road of spiritual growth and of learning from the spirit within. Spirituality blossoms not simply from self-effort, but also from being led. It has to do with surrender and with hearing things that we have not thought of and that may even cut across previous aspirations or expectations. This brings us to the very heart of spirituality, the significance of prayer and meditation. Spirituality has to do with personal development and fulfillment, but not in the way that we determine. Nouwen rightly points out that in prayer, we have to stretch out our hands and be led to places we would rather not go. Spirituality, he writes, therefore, knows the hard and lonely road. It knows the cost of relinquishment. It knows what it means to be led, and it knows what it costs to walk in God's will. In walking that road, we often don't feel blessed. We may even wonder whether we have been abandoned, but in time, we will come to see that it was the royal road to life, that we would not have grown in the way we have if we had not listened. Thus, growth in spirituality is not always a steady path that leads directly to greater self-fulfillment. It is also the road of faith, the path of risk-taking, the way of hard decisions. It may appear to be a sidetrack, but it leads us to new life. I wanted to share that because as I was thinking about nature and how I have connected to God through nature, it often is through the image of walking. It's through the image of walking a path through the woods, hiking in the mountains or the foothills of the mountains. It's walking on the beach, leaving footprints in the sand that don't last for very long, but they were there for just a short period of time. It's in hearing the roar of the waves and just feeling that, you know, we're on a journey, that it's not a straight journey by any means. It can feel awfully winding at times, but if you're willing and interested and engaged and are wanting to learn more and to stretch yourself and to move in directions that you may not even know right now that you want to go, but that spirituality and that faith can take you places. And those can be challenging places. It's not necessarily always an easy road, but it is a journey, and it is a place of growth and of deep, deep satisfaction and of deep love. I also wanted to share tonight, and I'm going to give you the phone number again if you're interested in calling in at any point and being part of the conversation. This is Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen, and our call-in number is 646-716-9397. It's 646-716-9397. I've got a caller here that I'm going to bring live on the air. Just let me know if you're here just to listen in or if you would like to join the conversation. Are you there? I'm going to assume that our caller is just listening in, because that's always an option. You can always call our guest call-in number and just listen live if you're not near your computer. So this evening, I was thinking about the walking with God and the walking with the Spirit, and just using that image of walking. And I'm just curious where you're walking, where you visualize yourself being when I say the words nature and spirit, and where you experience spirit and nature. So what I'd like to do is to have a to lead you in a meditation to help you think about that time when you have felt an experience of the divine while you've been in nature. So I'm going to ask that you get comfortable. If you're in a chair, that you put your feet flat on the ground, sit up straight. There's a great guideline for meditation posture that I'm going to read to you, and just ask that if you could, those of you who are within the sound of my voice, get in a posture of meditation. You want to have your spine upright with its natural curve. Place your hands resting on your thighs. Your arms and shoulders should be relaxed. The back of your neck is relaxed, which allows your chin to come down. Your gaze is downward. Your eyelids are half shut. Your face and jaw are natural and relaxed. If you're sitting on a cushion, you want to keep your ankles loosely crossed. If you're sitting on a chair, keep both feet firmly on the floor. So if you could get in that posture of meditation where you're really very relaxed, your gaze is downward, your hands are on your thighs or on your knees, your feet are flat, and you're just breathing naturally. Just breathing naturally, taking a deep breath in. And then exhale, take another deep breath in, and exhale. Now imagine a place in nature that brings you deep satisfaction. You know this place because of how it feels, how it is just deep within you, within your heart. You know this place, it feels as though it's been with you your entire life. You go there and you may be walking. You may be sitting and experiencing the beauty. You may be climbing and exerting and breathing heavily from the exertion. You may just be still and listening. So what do you see in your mind's eye? What do you see? What do you hear? Are there any sounds at all? What do those sounds sound like? What do you smell? Take a deep breath. Imagine the sensation of your smell. Is it salt spray from the beach, or the smell of pine needles, dew on the grass, wildflowers. What does it feel like? What is the temperature where you are? What is your perfect temperature? What is the experience of that on your face, on your arms and neck? What do you feel? If you're walking, what are you walking on? What does it feel like? Enjoy the experience of being in this place of deep contemplation, this place of deep satisfaction, this place of deep connectedness to love. Breath. In this place, take a deep breath. Know that experience. Remember what it feels like. I'm going to ask you to start to come back from that place, to return to the room where you're sitting, to the place where you are right now, but holding on to that sense of deep connectedness and satisfaction and joy and love. Remember what that place looks like. Remember what it feels like. Remember what it sounds like. Take another deep breath and let it out. And I invite you to be present in the moment, to come back and to join me. And if you would like to share what that experience was for you, give me a call. Our call-in number, again, is 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. I really appreciated a couple of readings from Christian Mystics, which is a wonderful book by Matthew Fox, which is Daily Meditations. Matthew Fox is the author of the book Original Blessing, and he's compiled a really wonderful collection of mystical writings from Christian mystics. And he provides a quote from one of those mystics, and then a short reflection. This is from Teilhard de Chardin, and the quote is, "To understand the world, knowledge is not enough. You must see it, touch it, live in its presence, and drink the vital heat of existence in the very heart of reality." Desjardins urges us to move beyond knowledge. Knowledge is not enough. We must taste life and make it very personal and erotic and unforgettable. Interestingly, the word for wisdom in both Hebrew and Latin derives from the word for taste. "Taste and see that God is good," sings the psalmist. Teilhard, too, is inviting us beyond knowledge to wisdom. And for wisdom to occur, we must taste life in all its dimensions. See it, touch it, live in its presence, and drink the vital heat of existence. In what ways are you drinking the vital heat of existence? In what ways would you like to? Is that something that resonates with you? Is that something that helps you to understand what your experience of the divine is? I am a very experiential person. I'm an experiential learner. I love to learn new things. And if I need to put something together, you know that I will not be caught dead picking up an instruction book. I want to take out the pieces. I want to look at them. I want to imagine how they fit together. I want to experience the project rather than following the directions. And I think that in many ways is a very, it's very telling about how I live my life. I want to experience. I want to experience other people. I want to experience other cultures. In our last show, we talked about travel as a spiritual practice. I love experiencing other cultures, experiencing other foods, and just experiencing the world. And nature is a big part of that experience for me. I just moved out of New York City. And I have to say that New York was a very tough place for me to be, mainly because there wasn't a lot of nature there. There wasn't a lot of nature for me to experience. Now, there were plenty of other things to experience and plenty of other people. But for those of us who tend to be more on the introverted side, which, believe it or not, I am, that I don't get energy from people who are around me. They actually take energy away from me. So that's the definition of introvert versus extrovert that I use, and that's helpful for me. But being in New York City, it was very challenging because I felt that, you know, I would need to steel myself before I got on the subway at rush hour, just because I knew that I would be surrounded by other people and other smells and other sounds and sights. And it's very difficult for me to turn that off and to not experience that. So I found it challenging 2 years to live in New York. Now I am in a town that you know, has a few thousand people, a little town in Westchester County north of the city, and there are trees. And I look out my window as I'm doing right now, and I see trees and grass and hills in the distance that are covered by trees. And there's a real sense of being in the natural world and experience the natural world and seeing, you know, sitting out on my porch, which we've already done this week, sitting out on the porch during an electrical storm. So there's the experience of lightning and thunder and the rain coming down and the noise of the rain and the smell of the rain, and just to experience that and experience that power that comes from those kinds of natural events, which at, you know, the same time can be beautiful and very dangerous. And so I'm really enjoying our new home and the move that we've made, and enjoying experiencing all of that and moving into a place where, excuse me, moving into a place where nature is just very, very close by. And that is really, really a good space for me to be in. But I know that for many of you, you are in the city, and nature can be a challenge. And I'm kind of curious to find out what you do and where you go to experience nature. One of my favorite places when I was in New York City was Carl Schurz Park, which was on the Upper East Side along the East River. And it's a really beautiful old park. And so it's one of the bigger parks outside of Central Park in the city. And it's very much the backyard, the neighborhood backyard of the Upper East Side. You know, there are people there with their dogs and people having picnics, playing with their children, laying on the grass, getting sun, watching the river flow by, just experiencing green space and nature when you're in the city is very healing and very regenerative. I think that's, you know, for those of us who have lived in New York, that experience of being around nature is so necessary. You know, when I first moved to New York, I had a friend who asked me, "So, where are you going to go to get away?" And I kind of found that to be a strange question. I mean, I just moved to New York. I wanted to live in New York. I wanted to experience New York. What do you mean, where am I going to go to get away? Well, I found out really quickly that for many people, it is a necessity to go and to get away from the city and from the concrete and from the sounds of sirens and of ambulances and traffic and construction and all of that, which is a real present, constant presence with those of us who live in the city. So it really is a challenge, I think, to find that space. If it isn't a place where you can go physically to change your environment, how can you use meditation and visualization, the kind of exercise that I just did, in order to change your own interior environment? How to find your own inner peace in a time and a place where you are not experiencing peace. You're in the middle of the city. You're in the middle of an industrial area. You've got sirens and lights and noise and music. And how do you find that experience of peace in the midst of all of that? So if there are those of you who are city dwellers who want to share some thoughts about that, I'd love for you to join the conversation. The call-in number is 646-716-9397. It's 646-716-9397. I'm going to go here and see if we've got someone on the line who would like to share. Are you there? Okay, I'm going to assume again that we've got a listener who is just listening, and I'm very thankful for that. I'm glad to know that you're here and that you're listening with us this evening. But if you would like to be part of our conversation, we certainly would welcome it. Again, the number is 646-716-9397. 646-716-9397. The great, from that same book that I was mentioning by Matthew Fox, there's a wonderful quote from Thomas Merton, who also lived a life of contemplative solitude. And he writes, "I stepped out of the north wing of the monastery and looked out at the pasture where the calves usually are. It was empty of calves. Instead, there was a small white colt running beautifully up the hill and down and around again with a long, smooth stride and with the ease of flight. Yet in the middle of it, he would break into rough, delightful cavorting, hurling himself sideways at the wind and the hill and instantly sliding back into the smooth canter. How beautiful is life this spring? Fox writes, "The beauty of life in springtime caught Merton's eye and soul, and it was a small white colt that did the bidding." Are we alert and ready for the small events that reawaken our sense of spring, our sense of life renewed, of life living itself? Are we affected daily by the wonder that life bestows on us? Are we affected daily by the life, the experiences of our lives? You know, it really is a challenge. It's a challenge to live consciously in our very fast-paced world. There's always things that need to be done. There's always things that need to be tended to. And so there are 24-hour news cycles that, you know, so what we learn and what we know about what is happening in the world comes at us at just a breakneck pace. We just keep, you know, we're bombarded, continually bombarded by the experiences of others in our lives, by the media, by noises, by, you know, again, like I was saying about New York City, of sirens and traffic and people and construction and all of that. How are we, you know, how do we experience a sense of peace in the middle of that? How do we attend to the small, still voice that Elijah was listening for when God said to wait and to listen? And it's often hard for us to slow our paces down enough so that we can truly experience that sense of what, you know, what it means to truly be at peace and at calm and in quiet, and to be present, truly present for everything that is around us. Because living consciously in every moment is a challenge. It's a challenge because we're constantly thinking ahead, and we're constantly fretting about the things that were in the past. In the work that I do in our coaching, we often, one of the foundation principles of the coaching that I have been trained in and that I do says, now is all there ever is. It says, because we live in a world of time and space, we are oriented to believe that life moves in a linear fashion. Guilt stems from fretting about the past, and anxiety usually comes from worrying about the future. The only segment of time that we actually have control over is the present. I'm going to read that again. The only segment of time that we actually have control over is the present. It is in the present and only the present where we can ever consciously be. To live life to the fullest means to consciously express who we truly are in every present moment. We are human beings, not human doings. We are human beings, not human doings. That's a great quote from Jean Ebers. And it says, don't just do something. Stand there. We're so good at doing things. And for most of us, we're very efficient doers. We're less good at being, being present, being conscious, being in a space where we can truly experience the here and now without fretting about the past or anxiously looking towards the future. We're often too busy in both of those spaces to be truly conscious of where we are now. And I think for me, it's when I experience nature that I'm truly in the present, where I'm truly consciously living out that moment. I had an experience a couple of years ago, when my husband and I went to climb Old Rag, which is a mountain in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. And thankfully, I didn't know how challenging the climb was going to be, because if I had, I probably would have let my fear get the best of me, and I would have regretted that I didn't make the climb, but I would have thought that it was beyond where I was physically. But ignorance is sometimes a good thing, and I decided that I would go ahead and do the climb anyway. And I found that in that climb, when you're climbing a mountain, the only place where your attention can be is right there, is in the moment that you are, getting a handhold and making sure that you've got your foot secure and that, you're climbing and you're hoisting and you're pushing yourself up to the next level, and you're just walking along the path. I mean, it was definitely one of those hike climbs where it wasn't, it certainly was not going up a sheer face, but it was certainly also not kind of meandering, a nice meandering path up to the top of the mountain. There were some, definitely some challenging spots where I really did have to climb over rocks and across rocks and up over in order to get to the next level. And the beauty in doing that is that it requires that attention be paid. We have to be completely conscious in order to be safe, and in order for our fears not to be able to intrude on where we are spiritually. So I'd love to hear from some of you what that experience is that you've had where you have felt like, oh, I have to pay very close attention. There's no other option for me other than just being in the here and now. When that experience might have been for you. If you want to call in, our call-in number is 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. And the lines are open, and I'd love to talk to you about the times when you have felt that there are moments that you had no other choice but to be very present in the moment, very present in the time that you were spending in nature, and how that felt. How did you experience that? What did that mean for you? How did it change you? Have there been times where because of illness or injury, you've had to go from being a very, very active person to being a person who is in need of assistance from others, where you had really no choice but to be, but to sit and to be still. And that, for most of us, is a real challenge. We are not conditioned in our society to sit well. There's always something that needs to get done. And I know that for my friends who are moms and of small children and dads of small children, there's always busyness. There's always things that need to happen. There's always one more thing that needs to get done. And yet, how, even in the midst of that kind of busyness, can we find time to be present, to be conscious, to connect to what is deepest within us, to connect to the divine through prayer, through meditation, and just deepen our own spirituality so that even in the midst of our busyness, the goal is, at least for me, that in the midst of my busyness, I can still be present in this very moment in time, that I'm not constantly thinking about what's coming next, and also certainly not fretting about what has already happened. These are some of the things that I work on in coaching with my clients, is that, you know, because it can be a challenge. It's a challenge for all of us to be present and to really listen for God's voice in our lives, and to experience what it might mean to be on a path where you really feel that the work that you're doing is work that you're called to, and what it, you know, the work that you feel most deeply satisfying. And so oftentimes the work that we do together is to discover one's vocation and ministry, whatever that is, whether that's ordained ministry or what we would call lay ministry, which are folks who are not, haven't gone to seminary, haven't become ordained, but they have a ministry to do. What other things that we do is to just work on meditation and to experience more of the presence of God in your life. So taking the time to be still, taking the time in the midst of the busyness to find places where there is calm and there is joy and there is satisfaction. And, you know, encouraging folks to be mindful about prayer and meditation and reading spiritual books and magazines that help to engender this spirit of true spirituality, for lack of a better word. I feel like I'm a little talking in circles right now, but it really is, how do we get to a true experience of the divine? Not by necessarily going out, but we can do that when we're out in nature and we're out walking and we're out climbing and we're out walking on the beach. But also in those times when we don't have those resources available to us. We aren't in that space of Sabbath rest where we're looking to nature and to spirit to really regenerate us. How do we do this? How can we find that nugget of nature, if you will, when you are in the midst of that, of your busyness, of the normal everyday busyness of your life? I know that I'm so excited. Tomorrow I'm traveling to Cape Cod to spend a few days there over the 4th of July with my cousin and her husband. And we love them. And it's great to be able to have this chance to spend with them. But, you know, one of the reasons that we go also is because they live on Cape Cod. And it's really wonderful to spend time on the beach, to be able to go biking, go through the dunes at the end of Cape Cod, just experience the water and the sand, the beauty that is that place. I know that they experienced some pretty heavy damage from Hurricane Sandy last year, so certainly curious to see the way in which that force of nature changed the environment and the beaches and some of the dune and the more remote areas on the Cape. But it is really and truly beautiful. And for me, you know, aside from walking in the mountains, experiencing the beauty of hills and woods and mountains and climbs, walking along the beach really for me is a wonderful, wonderful time to get to be away and to focus on what is most real and what is most important. Because, you know, we all go through experiences in our lives that are difficult, they're challenging, and oftentimes the best thing that we can do in order to regain our perspective on that is to get away to a different experience, to nature, to understand that, you know, this is what we're going through is transient. It will pass. The challenges, the hurts, the experience, the negative experience, they will pass. You know, even that our deepest hurts, our deepest griefs, those too will pass. They may be always with us, but the worst of it we will walk through. And we do rely often in those times on prayer, on meditation, on really having other people pray for us, because it's that spiritual grounding, it's that spiritual undergirding that helps us walk through those most challenging times. And sometimes for us, it's just helpful to get away from the environment, that a reminder of what we've been through and the challenges that we have been facing, and to get back to nature, to walk on the beach, if you will, to think about nothing, to focus on flowers and trees and taking pictures of these things and really kind of focusing our attention on the beauty that surrounds us in everywhere. I mean, and there really is beauty all around us, whether you're in a small town, whether you're in a big city, whether you're in the mountains or on the plains, whether you're near the beach or, you know, around a lake or a river, there's beauty in all places, and there's beauty to be found everywhere. One of my friends is a photographer, and she's always reminding me that, you know, life is full of beauty, and there's beauty to be found everywhere. And I love following her Instagram feed, because she will find beauty in the most remarkable places. And I love that about her. She lives very consciously. She's very focused on the beauty that is all around. And I'm really I really appreciate that part of our relationship and the way that it affects me and the way that I am reminded on an ongoing basis that I can, you know, I can find beauty wherever I am, regardless of the place. If I'm conscious, if I'm paying attention, there is beauty to be beheld. And I believe that that's a gift. That's a gift of the Creator. That is a gift of life, that there is always, always beauty to be held, regardless of our circumstances. If we can just slow down, if we can just be attentive and live more consciously so that we do stop to smell the flowers. I don't know if many of you, we've got a few more minutes. If anyone would like to join in the conversation, I would love to talk to you. Our call-in number is 646-716-9397. I think it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway, that if you are listening to this archive, you will not get me if you call that number. You may well get someone else on the Life Coach Radio Network, but it won't be me. So but if you'd like to talk and you're listening live, 646-716-9397. This is Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen, and I'm really excited to be on the air again this week and looking ahead to several other episodes that are in the works, shows that are in the works. The next show that I will be on will be on July 29th at 8 p.m. That's a Monday, 4 weeks from now. And then I will be at the Wild Goose Festival. I mentioned this on the last show. The Wild Goose Festival is a gathering of theologians and authors and thinkers and artists and activists and musicians who come from a progressive Christian perspective, and we're all gathering in the hills of North Carolina for 4 days. So I'll be arriving there on August the 8th, and I will be staying until August the 11th. It's going to be a wonderful time. The Indigo Girls are going to be there. I'm a huge Indigo Girls fan, so I cannot wait for this. Brian McLaren, who is a dear friend and a wonderful author, will be there and will be speaking. There's just so many folks. Eric Elness, who is another blog talk radio person. He's created Darkwood Brew on Sunday nights, and I would encourage you to listen to Eric and to get to know him. He often always has great speakers on, so I'm going to have him on my show one of these nights so he can talk more about Darkwood Brew. And so it's just a wonderful gathering. I will be there. I will be doing a presentation with my friend Rebecca, who's a musician, and we're so excited that we have this opportunity to do this. So if you're interested in learning more about Wild Goose, please do go online, Google Wild Goose Festival. You'll go right to the website. And if you're interested, on my Facebook page, which is Jennifer Hope Kotler, and you can friend me on Facebook and find my Facebook page, there is a 20% off coupon for Wild Goose. And I think it's Wild Geese 13 is the promo code. So if you're interested, you can get your tickets on the website for Wild Goose. And you can get, if you can't go for the entire 4 days, and that just seems a little much, you can also get a day pass, day passes for those different days. Those are on sale now on the website, as well as all of the schedule for the entire 4 days will be on the website, is on the website as well. So I'm super excited about that. I'm sure you will hear all about it on my show on Monday, August 12th, because I'm sure that I will still be on a high from our wild goose experience. So look forward to hearing more about that on August the 12th. And then our last show for the summer will be on August 26th. Don't worry, we'll be back in September, but I just wanted to make sure that those dates are out there, that we've got July 29th, August 12th, and August 26th. On the 29th, I really want to talk about music and the way that music impacts our spirituality. So I'm going to be inviting some of my friends who are musicians who do both Christian music and secular music to join me on that show and to talk about how that is a prayer, oftentimes a prayer, a meditation for them, and it really impacts and infuses the work that they do when they're outside of being a musician, when they're outside of understanding or experiencing the world as a musician. So I'm really excited about that show on the 29th. And there's just, I hope that you have had the opportunity to check out some of the other shows on the Life Coach Radio Network. We've got a number of really wonderful hosts. We're expanding. We'll have, we do have shows on every day at this point, and we're expanding with some new hosts to so that we will have more than one show a day. So it's really exciting. The listenership has been growing. The live listens, the number of people who have been live listening, as well as the archive listens. Just a reminder that if you're interested in listening, the link that you used to get on the show tonight, you can pass that around to other people who you know who might be interested in listening to this show, and that will take them directly to the archive. That's the beauty of the Blog Talk Radio Network, is it's the same link that you use to connect with the show initially is the same link that you will use in order to get the archive version. So I really would encourage you to, as much as possible, help me to get the word out. There's lots of ways, again, like I said, to connect with me. You can always email me at jennifer@seedspiritualcoaching.com. You can go to my website, which is seedspiritualcoaching.com. Seed, again, stands for spiritual energy, engagement, and direction. And you can find us spiritual energy, engagement, and direction on Facebook as a Facebook page. And would love for you to like our page. I would love for you to follow me on Twitter. My Twitter username is @CoachRevJen. @CoachRevJen. So please follow me on Twitter, like us on Facebook, continue to tune in to Blog Talk Radio, Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen. It really is a joy for me to come on every two or three weeks, and hopefully we'll get in a real regular rhythm come the fall, and to talk to you and to bring my perspectives and the perspectives of other people that I'm reading and who I'm talking to and learning about, and bringing that to you. And I hope that it's helpful. I would love to hear from you anytime. So please, if you're able and available, let me know. Find me on Facebook or send me a tweet. Talk to me, send me an email, or call in to the next show. Give me a call and let me know what it is that you like. What are you finding helpful and useful? So with that, I'm going to sign off for the night. I'm really thankful to have had you all with me, and I will look forward to talking to you on July 29th. Thank you, and good night.